small modulation. So I try to talk about the instruction to meditate. So give the breathing, same. But no more tomorrow, two times. There is the one. So here is old yogi and new yogi together. So what should we talk? Basic or beginner or advanced yogi? That's not coming, so I try to talk my English. Try to talk about something about meditation, whatever. First, I want to remind you. First, I need to remind you about this retreat. Do not get something. Do not try to get something. This retreat for just practice. Enough. We are talking about practice. We are discussing about practice. Don't expect too much about the result. Depend on your level of practice skillful. Whatever you get it. As much as you do, you get already. So, just practice. We talk about practice, we discuss about practice. In meditation, it's a very important, it's a, this craving. People are all very gross craving. Whatever they think, whatever they talk, whatever they do, is craving. Everybody, this is our motivation is unconsciously. You are aware or not? Unconsciously, the defilement is working already. That's why we need to meditate all the time. We don't know yet about the unconscious level. We are more understanding unconscious level. Unconscious is flowing there. Defilement is working. You are aware or not? The mind is doing itself. You are knowing or not? They do their job. The mind. If you know, the wisdom is leading. If you don't know, defilement is leading. This is your choice. You know or not? The mind is working. If they do their job. Why are we practice Dharma? How do you think? Not old yogi, not uncaptured stuff. new yogi, never listening before. Why are we practice about Dharma? Why are we need to be practice? Yes, why? Yes, why? No, because of defilement. We are a lot of defilement, that's why we need to practice. Meditation is that we can try to cultivate about good quality of mind. Why we need to cultivate a good quality of mind? Because we are a lot of bad quality of mind. Already have. So meditation, meaning of meditation, first you need to know the meaning of meditation. Meditation is not only the focus or pay attention to the one object. This is the only call we call pay attention only. Pay attention and meditation is different. Meditation is we try to cultivate the good quality of mind. And that is the meaning of meditation. If you someone he meditate long time to meditate, his mind must be slowly become old. Better and better or more mature. Must be, should be. If you someone he meditate long time but the mind is not different. A lot of greed, a lot of aversion. So we don't call this meditation cannot work. So it must be improved the good quality of mind. So I want to tell you about the meditation is an idea. How is the meditation? How to meditate? What is the meditation? What state of mind? What idea we meditate? So meditation is a mind walk. We use our mind to meditate. So we need to know our mind. I already said we try to cultivate good quality of mind. If you don't know our mind, the mind is good or bad, we don't know, we cannot cultivate. So we need to know our mind. So how do you know you have a mind? You can know for new yogi. Do you know the mind? Do you have a mind? How do you know? Thoughts. And a lot of thoughts and only this? Feeling. And pay attention. We use all the time in our home, all the time we are focused or pay attention something. This is also mind. So we trying to find how the mind is working. So we put hands like this together. Do you know the sensation? Feeling? Why do you know this feeling? Ask the New Yorkie. Well, because of pay attention. So I try to explain about the object and the mind. Huh? Object and the mind. Object is already have. If the mind is thinking other as, can you feel this sensation? So that's why the mind working is more important. Because object is already there. We are six sense door already have. Huh? Every door is good, no? Every door is good, no? No blind, no paralyzed, no deaf. Every door is good, so object is already there. So object is not very important, they are already have. We not try to find the object. No need to too much use the energy to find the object. Object is already there. We need to do is make our mind to be aware, right? Object is already there, no? Object and the mind, which is more important? The mind is more important because the mind is meditate. Meditation is not object walk, not body walk. Object is not meditate. What is the object? You observe this object, that object. The meaning of object is what? Object, yeah. How do you know that? What is the object? Effect, what effect? We aware this object, that object, huh? So what is the object? Yes, right. Something by known by the mind. Right? Something to be observed. This is the object. The meaning of object. So object is something known by the mind. So if you're aware, you can know the mind. You know the object. So object is already there. The mind is working is more important. Right? So we are meditate. The mind is aware. But this mind, meditating mind or working mind must be Dhamma mind. This is more important. We are aware or focused or mindful, but idea is wrong. Idea is some everything are wrong. Meditation or thinking also wrong. So we are not meditate. Idea is meditate. So you must clear idea or you must have right idea or right information, right knowledge. You think about this. If you don't know something, some fear, you don't know this, never heard about this, you cannot think about this. You cannot do about this. Before meditation or before practice, you need to understand it clearly, the idea of meditation. You must understand first, or theory, or listening first. Then you can think right way, and you can do right way. So right concept is very important. Information must be right. And complete, or knowledge must be correct way. So we can think right way, we can do right way. So now the object and the mind, mind is more important. The mind must be right way, right idea, right information. So you must be right, so you need to know what is the wrong meditation. You must have to know the wrong, what is the wrong meditation, wrong practice. We are aware or focus or pay attention with the craving. We can call this the right practice. We call this wrong practice, right? This is a very important. Now a lot of yogi, they start to practice, they want something, they expect something, to get something. That's why they use a lot of energy. So we call that we use the craving and practice, or greed and practice, mindful with the greed, we call this wrong practice. And something is unsatisfaction or aversion, with the aversion, we meditate also wrong practice. So, number three, this is the more important, delusion with the delusion practice. We are mindful practice, aware, but we don't know what we are doing. We don't know what should we do. So idea is not clear, we call this a delusion and practice. You don't have enough information, you don't have enough idea, so we do whatever we want to do. So we call this a deluded and meditate. So this is also wrong way. So we must have, that's why we need to practice right way, is right information, right knowledge. So that's why we need to listening the right information, or right Dhamma, or listening the Dhamma, read the Dhamma book, think about Dhamma. So we need to have the right wisdom. So there are three kinds of wisdom. How to say? Information. We simply want information, intelligence, and insight. So when you practice, if you want to be right, you need to we need to apply the first and second wisdom, information and intelligence. Insight is a conditioning. When the conditioning arises, complete the cause, the insight is arise. So first and second wisdom you need to apply in the practice. When we are meditating, we need to think right way. How to practice? We need to think. How to practice? Okay, so so now we practice with not very use too much energy. I try to say is a yogi need to do two things only. Not much. Only two things. First, very important thing is be right view, or right idea, right attitude. This is the most important than awareness. Right view is more important. Then continue the awareness. That is a yogi should be do. This is a yogi part. Yogi should be do is right view and awareness continually. So object is not very important. You can start any object. You have a sixth sense door. Any object can, body sensations, ear, seeing, smell, any object you can start, and many of bodily sensations. So here we don't use too much energy. Practice relaxed way. Don't let the body and mind tense and suffering, because If you use too much energy, the mind cannot stable or stability, calm and peaceful cannot come. Samadhi cannot come. So wisdom cannot grow. That's why we don't use too much energy. So we need to know about the two kind of practice. The one is a tranquil meditation, make the mind calm down. And another one is to understand grow. Which one do you like? What do you want? Understand grow, no? So, if your aim is peaceful or calmness, if your mind become peaceful and calm, what should we do next? The aim is different, no? The one is only the target is want the mind calm down or peaceful. Another one is to try to understand grow. So if your target is different, or idea is different, practice also different. If you want to target is make the mind calm down or peaceful, then the mind is become peaceful and calm. You are no stop the practice, then rest. But actually, the want to understand people, he want to understand more. He only peaceful and calmness is to use to investigate or inquiry to grow their wisdom. It's ready to do next. So better is aim must be wisdom. Understand. If you understand calm, peaceful is already the side effect already come. So don't make the peacefulness is a aim, target. Don't make the target the mind is calm down or peaceful. This is a side effect. This is not aim. Our aim is to grow the wisdom. Okay, so. So awareness. So we, tranquil meditation and to understand wisdom. We call samatha and vipassana. Samatha is a tranquil meditation. Vipassana is to grow the wisdom. So what is between different samatha and vipassana? You need to understand in these two ways. Then you can choose which way do you want to go. If you want to calm down, you want to practice samatha way. If you want to understand, to learn about the vipassana way, because the aim is different, so idea also different, the way practice also different. So if you someone he practices some samatha or calm down, more important is he object is more important. He take care of the object. He need what object to be focused. If you want to understand per person to vipassana practice, he take care of the meditating mind. Because this mind is meditating mind is if you create aversion, delusion coming, the understanding cannot grow. That's why vipassana yogi need to take care of mind state, meditating mind. In samatha way, he use one object and focus to the one point object. In vipassana yogi, in vipassana practice, he more take care. He related to the several object, many object, in six sense also, not only one object, because he want to understand. That's why he need more information. He need more things. That's why he can understand more. And wisdom can grow. Only one thing you know, the wisdom cannot grow. And also samatha is use too much energy, because he want to be calm down. Samatha idea is a create process. He want to hold the object too strong, to want to hold the object. You need to hold the object. That's why he need to use a lot of energy. Vipassana yogi is. It's a learning process. He not create process. So he not want to hold the object, he want to let go the object. That is a very different idea, samatha and vipassana. That's why the vipassana yogi need to not too much energy. He just watching the with the wisdom, understanding and wisdom and watching. He want to do. That's all. So learning process mean the nature is already happening. He try to see what's going on. We don't want to control. We don't want to involve what is happening. What is a good or bad, whatever. Just and watch and learn to understand, grow. Samatha is not like this. He want to create and he want to make it calm down, something. If your mind is wander, he want to make your mind calm down. But vipassana yogi is, the mind is not stable, the mind is wander away, he not make the mind calm down. He just recognize the mind is wandering. That's all. What the nature is, naturally the process is happening as it is. We want to just see and to learn, that's all. That's why vipassana yogi don't use too much energy. And they are different about the samadhi. Samadhi. In samatha samadhi also not very wrong. No? Samatha samadhi also right. Vipassana samadhi also right. But different quality. Another samadhi is a wrong samadhi. This samadhi is very important. They don't have idea. They only use too much energy to the one focus, to the one object. And they don't have wisdom. They don't have and greed a lot and use a lot too much energy. That kind of samadhi is motivation is greed, and that's why they use too much, a lot of energy. That's why they become this concentration is very strong. We cannot control. Very difficult. That kind of samadhi is a wrong samadhi. Samatha samadhi is not wrong, but he do his way. Vipassana samadhi also not wrong, but that kind of samadhi is a wrong samadhi because motivation is greed and use too much energy. But samatha samadhi is like this. He even the samatha samadhi also, if you have a greed or aversion, samadhi cannot grow. Cannot nimitta, cannot come in. Because of samadhi come from the, if you practice with the craving and aversion, samadhi cannot come. So in samatha samadhi, they use the object, one object, and concentrate, focus continuously, then the mind cannot think anything. That's why the mind is calm down. But he cannot think about the bad things. Also, he cannot think about the good thing also. He forget to think. He very busy to focus. That's why the samatha samadhi, the wisdom cannot grow. He cannot differentiate, he cannot investigate, he forget to think. He very busy to focus. If your mind calm down and he don't know how to do next, then he become involved with the object and stay there and stuck and free or something like this. So vipassana samadhi is not only because of focus. Vipassana samadhi because of right information, right thinking, right idea. That's why the mind not react about liking or disliking. That's why the mind is stable, peace, relax. This is a vipassana samadhi. That kind of samadhi can understand and grow. That's why we practice for vipassana. That time we don't use too much effort, too much energy. And effort also is not forcing. If you right effort mean is perseverance, non-stop, and don't give up, and patience. That is a right effort. People think effort is that we need to use too much energy. Not use energy, the too much energy. Effort is don't give up. We try it again and again and again and again, but gently and gentle way, not forcing. Because he know, because of understanding, This is a good. That's why he do non-stop. Don't give up. So, why are we meditate continuously? Because of meditation is good? Because of you think meditation is good, or because of you know meditation is good? If you think meditation is good, it's a delusion. Because you don't know. You think meditation is good. But if you practice meditation is a bad experience coming, he cannot practice no more. If you someone he understanding about the value of meditation, that's why he never give up. So the right effort comes from the understanding. That's why we need to know, to try to understand why are we aware. So don't why are we aware? Don't miss your aim. Why are we aware? Don't forget your aim. Do not want to become down, or not do we want to go away. Why are we aware? We want to understand. We want to learn. We want to understand. That's why we are aware continuously. Then understanding grow. This understanding leading to you continue to practice. Okay. So, awareness. How awareness, meaning of awareness is not focus too much. No. Meaning of awareness is not forgetting. That's all. Not forget to the right object, not forget to the whole sense action. And don't forget, this is a awareness, meaning of awareness. So, how do you do, don't forget yourself? New yogi, think. Why I'm talking about think and asking question? Because I want to, yogi need to think. Because this is thinking also, we use the, we are intelligent. Also, this is also one kind of meditation, part of meditation. We don't, you don't need to follow the blindly to the instruction. We need to think and practice. This is, we use the wisdom. Don't blindly follow the instruction. That's why we need to ask. That's why the man, yogi need to think. On what I'm asking? Why are we aware? No. Hold on. Yes. We want to understand, huh? No. Oh, how do you aware yourself? How do you do? Don't forget yourself. Topic is changing. Don't forget to, how do you do to don't forget yourself? How do you think? Yeah, new yogi, not much. So they all people said, be mindful, then you not forget. Huh? There are two ways to be mindful. Also, be aware of yourself. Try to be mindful also. You not forget yourself. Another way is a more relaxed way. This is a more relaxed way. No need too much energy. Don't need to use the energy too much. Only just thinking. Reminding yourself. Reminding. About the thinking about the body or mind, awareness already have. Because the nature of the mind is what the question, with the question, the mind already observed. If you think about the body, the mind already aware of the body. If you think about the mind naturally pay attention to the mind, aware to the mind. So this is the nature of the mind. This is a more relaxed way. We need to use the question to ask yourself, to remind yourself, what happening in the body now? Then awareness already have. If you don't believe, practice now. You can practice now. You ask yourself, what happening in my mind now? How do you feel now? Do you know how do you feel?
Lost.
Lost. No. I ask your feeling. Am I agitated or hurry or peaceful or worry, anxiety, everything, whatever. How do you feel? Whatever. Now you know already. This is asking your mind. The mind already know in the mind. Awareness already have. So you no need to too much forcing. Only reminding. So you need to think about yourself all the whole day. Even if you wake up, you ask yourself, how do you feel? How do you know what happened in your body? You are on, under the bed or on the bed? Morning wake up, you need to ask yourself, how about your body? Or feel good or feel bad? The mind is drowsy or alert or awake? You can ask. Morning wake up, you ask, the mind already have awareness. Yes, you ask yourself, the awareness already have. Then only maintain this awareness to be maintained continuously. So, not very difficult, no? If you're tired, you think like this, very tired, difficult? No, meditation is not very difficult. Don't make the difficult to be meditated. Meditation is, if you understanding, the meditation is very easy. If you have a knowledge, huh? If you don't have, if you're wrong information, you apply this very hard. So for example, you try to, now you learn. So just watch yourself from New York, huh? Just watch yourself. Don't force and target any particular object. Just watch yourself, the whole body. What the mind is knowing. How do you, what sensation or what object do you know? Maybe they do not, cannot answer. You can know you are sitting? Can you know you are sitting? Okay? And anything? Huh? Hearing. Oh, okay. Right. And? That's all? Wind. Okay. And? Okay, whatever. Whatever, and you know about yourself is okay. But do you see your seeing? Do you know you are looking? No, I'm talking now, you know. This also very funny, you know. People are all the time open the eye, but they don't know they are seeing. They don't know they are seeing, they don't know they are looking. But this is also very obvious. Huh? But we use all the time, use our eye. But we're not recognizing this. We call this as awareness. Whatever you know yourself is awareness. So now you know you are sitting, you know you are feeling, touching, hot, wind, whatever. How much energy we need to know? Not too much, no? Just reminding that awareness there. So meditation is not very difficult, no? You stay the whole day like this. Like this, that's all. Nothing to do. More important is, later I talk about right view. Right view and aware yourself and maintenance. That's all. Meditation is nothing to do. So not very difficult. The whole day you can practice like this, not tired. So first, what we need to do is ask yourself, are you aware or not? Do you know you are aware? Can you know you are aware? Can you recognize you are aware? No. Now, do you recognize you are aware? Is this difficult? First, you need to ask yourself, are you aware or not? If check or reminding yourself, asking yourself, if your awareness is there, then you sit, walk, eat, whatever you do. I don't say, don't focus to any particular object. Or if you walk in meditation, I want to be mindful to the leg or hand, or don't fix the target to the object. Your duty is to cultivate your awareness first. And then ask your mind what the mind is knowing. Naturally, the mind knows something. You follow the object. This is a more easy way. Understand? So meditation is not very difficult, not very tired. If you maintain continuously, slowly the mind becomes habit. We need to cultivate the awareness continuously, that's all. Don't use too much energy. So don't forget yourself. Very simple. Now for beginner, they need to do is don't forget yourself anytime, whatever you do, wherever you go. Sit, walk, eat, whatever you do, in the toilet also. Don't forget yourself. Anything to know, you are aware yourself is okay. Object is not very important. Don't fix which object is better. Don't make the idea which object is better. For rising and falling and anapana, which object is better? How do you think? Which object is better? No object is better. Object is object. We can use this object. We can use that object. Why? How do? For what? To grow our awareness. If your awareness continually, the mind becomes calm down. Then to grow the wisdom. Any object we can use to be meditate. Right? But meditate is a mind, not object. We use the object to be meditate. Clear? Am I clear? So we need to do is the mind grow. The mind activity, not object. We can use any object. We have a sixth sense door already. Sound also, seeing is also very good object, but people are very difficult to watch the seeing object. But because this is you need to learn a lot about the seeing object. If you advance yogi, we can start to practice the seeing object. Because this object is very good. You open the eye, this object already boom. Very good object, no? Seeing. No need to find. Anapanam, you should be fine. Hearing, seeing, you no need to find the object. It already happened. Seeing is happening. Seeing is happening. Hearing is happening. What is happening? We try to know. If you're aware, you know this is happening. Experience is happening. Already, naturally. We no need to looking for the sound. If you not paid, if you not listening, you can hear. If you not looking, you can see. Like this, if you not focus, you can know. Understand? So no need to too much use energy. Object is already there. Don't worry. No need to worry about object disappear. Object never disappear. Object all the time. But if you not, mind is cannot able to see. Sometimes the object is disappear like this. But actually, object is not disappear. Depend on your quality of mind. That you can see or not. But object never disappear. I already told about the object, nature of the object. Now, object is something known by the mind. So you're listening the sound. Sound is object. Hearing, sound is object. If your sound is silent, can you know or not? This also object. If your sound is silent, you can know. So that's why I said object is something known by the mind. So object never disappear. always have object. So I want to tell you is that object is not very important. Any object you can to be mindful, you can meditate. Another one is a more important point. It's the right view. How do you think about this experience or this object? The way you think is very important. We are watching our body and mind only. Two objects, huh? Body and mind. So whatever happening in the body, so many things, hot, cold, movement, touching, many sensations you can feel in your body, everything is object or the nature or universal quality. You need to think about the nature. Well, heat is a heat, cold is a cold. Everybody have, right? You're only not only you the hot. So the body sensation is a body sensation. This is a nature. And also this is an object. You need to think right way. If you think this is a me, my body, this idea coming, the wrong view coming, the meditation is difficult. If you watch the mind, it's more difficult. If you lobha or greed and aversion coming, if you think it's a nature, it's, you can watch as the nature. If you think the craving or aversion, the lobha dosa is me, my mind, happen in the, my mind, the lobha dosa happening, then you cannot meditate. More and more, the craving and aversion is increased because of wrong view. So first test is right view is very important. Whatever you have experienced body and mind is the nature. Don't forget this idea. It's a nature. And I want to learn, I want to know it's this nature. That's why we are watching. Understand? Don't identify this body is my body, mind is my mind. But body also, physical happening is a nature, natural happening. Mind, everything happening in the mind, good mind, bad mind, any mind is a nature. So whatever you observe, before you observe any object, you must think. Think first. What do you think about this object? The way you think is very important, right way or wrong way. Before mindful, before aware. First step is a right view is very important. If you wrong view and aware, meditation more and more difficult. So what is a different meditator or what is different meditator and non-meditator? What is different? Meditator or non-meditator? Right view or wrong view? Very good. Yes, because of right view or wrong view, I try to say, everybody have six and all, no? Meditator also have six and all. Not meditator also have six and all. But meditator, they use this six and all, six object, no? Six object. They use the six object to grow awareness quality, concentration and wisdom. This is a meditator. If you don't know how to meditate, or ordinary people, they saw, they experience this six object, then become greed, aversion, and delusion. Object is this object, but different because of different view, different mind happening. This is a meditator and non-meditator is different. If you meditator, they use this object to grow awareness, concentration, and sati, samadhi, and wisdom to get the benefit. If you don't know how to meditate, ordinary people, they meet this object, they get lobha and dosa and moha and they lost. This is a meditator and non-meditative. Why the meditator can use this object to grow awareness, samadhi, and wisdom? Only right view, right knowledge, right understanding. Because of this object, six object, the way you look, the way you see. If you look at wisdom, you can wisdom grow. If you look at lobha, the lobha is grow. Object is object the same. You also see this object. I also see this object. He also see this object. But the mind different. Different mind is happening because the way we think different. Point of view different to see that this object. Understand? So we can use our six sense door the whole day to grow lobha dosa moha. How to do? To grow awareness, no? If not, this is a nature, everything in your body, you know, aware the object, body sensation and feeling and mind, everything is there. Not belong to you. This is a nature first. You need to think this way. Then cultivate awareness. This view, because of this view, you can aware. If you the wrong idea coming, wrong view coming, the mind is defilement come. If you my body pain, the pain is coming, you think my body is pain, the mind is angry. Right? The pain coming, you think that the pain is a nature, nothing to me. So, relief. Relax. If you believe, think like this. Very different. To me or nature. Identify or think about nature, very different. So how, sometimes you can feel, sometimes you can feel some unpleasant feeling, itching or pain or ache, whatever happening in your body, how to practice? How to be mindful? Oh, now I already talk. How do you think first? How do you think?
Sensation is nature.
Nature first, yeah. Body sensation is a nature. Object also, you can use an object, no? Object is object. This is something known by the mind, that's all, no? The object is object, that's better. And also nature. Pain is everybody have a body have. Body have. Everybody have pain, that's why everybody have body. That's why everybody have pain. Because of pain, because of body. Not because of you. If you have a body, you have a body broken. If you no body, no need to broken. So body is, this is a process. Something happened. This is nature. First, you need to have this right view first. Then, I want to know this nature. That's why you are aware. We not want to go away. Okay? You don't want to be let go. You want to be understand what is this? What is the pain? What is the mind feeling? That's why we want to know that this nature. That's why we are aware. Okay? So when the pain coming, but important is beginning, the mind has a reaction about this object for reaction mean is a liking or disliking. When some object coming, the mind is react to this object. Don't focus to this object. This object is not meditation object. Because the mind has reaction already. Liking or disliking have, the object is not meditation object. No need to pay attention to this object. First, you need to take care of your reaction. Liking or disliking, watch your mind first. And then learn. For how the reaction and object relationship, we want to know. That's why just see, not want to be go away. Don't let the object go away. Attitude is we want to know. If your mind have reaction, how do you see that this pain? If your mind has no reaction, then how do you see that this object, this pain? The view is different. Depend on your mind different, the object different. This is what we call learning. If you interest, meditation is very interesting. Every experience is interesting. If you want to know. So whatever you do, you get already. Huh? You have, you do as much as you do, you get as much as you do. But don't want to be get what do you want. For example, some yogi, he said, I'm watching the pain. The pain is increase, decrease, increase, decrease. 1 hour, I watch the pain. So, my meditation, after my 1 hour, my meditation not improve. He said, actually, he looked like this. Because he, what motivation, and he looked the pain, he want to go away. That's why he said, my meditation not improve. Because pain is not totally go away lah. Increase, decrease, increase, decrease. He want to be totally go away. That's why he cannot get what he want. That's why he think my meditation not improve. This is a wrong view, wrong way. So think like this. He 1 hour he is watching. If you someone he take care of his mind, his meditating mind. What he see? He is 1 hour meditating. 1 hour awareness is grow. So if you take, he look more take careful of his mind, he is happy because he got 1 hour awareness. Right? So meditation mind, you need to, what? You need to check the what you doing or what you get it. This mind is, meditating mind is very important. But a lot of people, they all the time think about the experience. If you more pay attention to the experience because of craving or aversion. Wisdom is not watching to the experience. He all the time think about how to do. What is doing? What is the cause? If you more pay attention to the experience, the mind is reaction come. I want this or I don't want this. If you someone, he all the time learning about the mind is working, what the mind is doing, he understanding meditating. How to meditate, understand very well. So, now we, that's why we said, object is not very important. Object is experience. Whatever experience is object. So we need to take care of our mind activity. What the mind is thinking, how the feel, what the mind is doing, how much energy we use. We need to know our mind activity. Our mind is working. It is for advanced yogi. So basic yogi, first you need to aware of the body sensation. You can start with the body sensation, it's easy. Then slowly, slowly the mind calm down. Then slowly, slowly come to the, our mental state, feeling or thoughts. And this is depend on the interview time. We discuss about the when the interview time. Huh? So if too much talking, they not understand. So basically, the yogi should do is only two things: what and what. What should the yogi need to do? Huh? Right view and continue the awareness. Can you can practice now? This is a, what should we do, basically. So you can use any object now. So first you need to ask yourself, are you aware or not? If you're aware, and you can do whatever you want to do. Okay? This is instruction, basic instruction, very simple. Then after that, we try to discussion about the experience. That time is more interesting. Okay? No, any question?
Yeah. We drive car a lot, and yeah. We drive a lot. So when I drive, there will be a craving of awareness here. Awareness of what's going on, but there is hardly any samadhi
people. What do you mean?
When we are driving a car, we are aware. Can we say we are aware?
Aware what? Aware yourself or outside view. Yes. So
we would avoid running into somebody or something.
Running?
We try to avoid accident.
Ah.
So would let the awareness with some right attitude, in the sense.
What would you mean? I don't understand.
Because some people they drive car recklessly, right? So that means they may have awareness, but they still want to be reckless to drive into something.
If you are aware and drive, very difficult to accident. So this is a not awareness. Maybe he focus. If you use focus, it's difficult to control the outside things. That is, the mind is too much aware inside, he don't know outside. If the mind is paying attention too much outside, he don't know inside. That's why this kind of awareness is dangerous. If too much awareness, you can accident. Because he don't know outside what is going on. So our awareness is 50-50. Not 100% outside. Or 100% inside. We like this. We see, just looking. You need to look. And also recognize you are looking. That's what we call 50-50. You look outside. And just recognize you are looking. So you can know thing, two things together, same time.
Because sometimes when you drive a car, sometimes we just lost our mind. It does happen.
Yes. Why are you daydreaming?
Yeah, sometimes we think of something.
Daydreaming is dangerous also. Very dangerous. And lost, we have mindlessness. Why mindlessness? So mindful is different, no? If you too much mindful, only one object, your body sensation. So that time you drive the car is difficult, dangerous also. Because you, the car driver, you need to know everything, outside, inside, beside, what is going on. So if you're not too much forcing, just knowing is okay. You know you are looking, you know you are doing, just knowing is okay. But every time you practice long time, this awareness becomes stronger and stronger. If you, a short time, you use too much energy, it's very difficult to drive or activity, daily activity, very difficult. So try lah. Try. Whatever, don't forget yourself. Don't forget yourself. Anything, don't forget yourself is the practicing. If you moment to moment, your mind is more sensitive about yourself. Whatever you do, whatever you happening in your body, you're more sensitive yourself. Then slowly you more sensitive your mind also. First you need to sensitive your body. So this is the practice. So don't, you think this is a small action, but if you're aware, this action is very meaningful. Right? This is not very important things. Actually, this action is not very important or not very important action. But if you are aware and right view come, it's very meaningful. Different. Mind awareness and not awareness, very different. The mind quality is very different. If you have a wisdom, more different. You are knowing or not knowing is very different. So I try to say try to value of what you are knowing. Try to understanding the value of what you are knowing. It is a long time practicing and you more understanding about knowing than quality of value of knowing. Short time you don't see, they are very different. But long time very different. So meditation, this year meditation is not for short time. Here you come to learn how to practice, that's all. And discover that we are talking about the meditation, about practice. But actually, you need to practice in your home, in daily life. Because this is a learning process. Learning process means it's continuity of awareness. Every experience you are knowing, 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 then you can slowly learn something or get a lesson. More experience, you get more learn, more understand.
Attain
whatever, popular. Attain enjoyment what?
Yeah, enjoyment means once somebody got more and more wisdom, they may have less and less suffering.
Okay.
So with that, can they get more enjoyment?
Enjoying what? Less suffering.
Less suffering?
This is not wisdom. If you enjoy, it's not because of wisdom. Wisdom is know, not think. If you wisdom is a grow, the mind not enjoy because he know this is a causing effect. Because of this, because of that, he no need to enjoy because I understand. The wisdom is not enjoy, not ignore, not neglect. He's knowing. Huh? Yeah. Happy is if your wisdom is weak, you're happy. If your wisdom is grow, not happy. Right. Because he no need to happy. Because of this is cause and effect. Why you involved with the happy is your craving coming. Suffering less is suffering less. That's all. What do you think? This is a good or bad? Serious about what? Serious about what?
No smiling.
You, how do you think I'm not smiling? More relaxed. Because of relaxed, they get some. If you think, you cannot smile. So naturally, we are staying with a naturally freedom. This is a natural way. If you too much serious, mean is, if you more wisdom, you're more freedom. More freedom, more relaxed. Enjoy is attachment, become attached. If you enjoy, involved, you mean is you're involved already. If your wisdom is never involved, he back up, he understand what is going on. Why is this? Why is this happening? Wisdom understand already. That's why he know unnecessary to happy. Happiness happening naturally. Unnecessary to happy. But happiness is naturally coming. How do you say?
Especially, we don't need to identify whether happy or enjoy. But it is the nature. Somebody who has less and less suffering, more and more peaceful, that's all.
That's all, right.
Somebody doesn't have the feeling of enjoyment or happiness.
If you not judge, don't judge, is it good or bad, then it's happening as it is.
Yes. That's all. That means if you have enjoyment or happiness, means there is an attachment already. With that attachment,
the rebirth will come.
Why you attach this?
Yes. Why? Why you attach this suffering less? No need to answer now. After 90, okay. No need to answer now. What? I just asking question, huh? I don't want to answer. Naturally, let the natural grow. I don't want answer now.
How does mind
how the mind become
calm?
When?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I recognize what you mean. Yeah, many objects you think are busy. Huh? Yeah, awareness busy because of awareness busy. The mind calm down. If you not very busy, the mind is not busy. Then naturally he know the many object. We not try to follow the object. If you try to follow the object, you are very busy and you are very tense. Let the objects to come to you. you will not follow the object. As much as you can, any obvious sensation or object, just recognize. If your awareness becomes stable, the mind calms down, the awareness becomes sharp, he can know more things naturally. We no need to try to follow the many objects. Understand? Just stay yourself as much as you can. Be recognized as much as you can. And maintain your awareness continuously. And day by day, the awareness becomes stronger and stronger. Naturally, his ability is grow. He can know more things. Naturally. We not try to see more things. Understand? We try to grow moment to moment our awareness quality. That's all. Yes, same time, many objects. Like your satellite news, huh? Receiver is very good. You can receive many channels. Yeah. If your receiver is not good, only get one channel. Receiver is ability to know, no? Yeah. Right view. Happening is a body and mind is nature. Happening, the body movement, you know the sensation, many action to the body, and the mind is knowing, this is nature. Nature is blushing. Not you are blushing. The body and mind relationship, now they are the nature, not you. The mind order to the body move. They are the nature. Right?
Yeah. I like your emphasis on right view because last time I used to go killing.
Okay? Used to go to?
I go shooting, kill. Now the easiest way for me to kill is usually a mosquito.
Yeah.
Awareness, as you said, is not alone, is not enough. I agree with that. Because a lot of times we agree that mosquito pass by,
because you are aware.
But if we let you,
yes.
Kind of
right. Right. Very good example. Awareness alone. Sometimes you are aware and more angry because of wrong view.
About the right
before,
of not trying to do anything. There can be
not trying to do anything. No. Not try to change happening. You must do something. No more, you don't do nothing, you are sleepy.
Yeah, there is quite fun.
Don't try to do nothing mean it's experience. No? We not try to change the experience. Let it be as experience as they are. We are not trying to change or try to control the experience. But we should be, two things we should be do. Right view and awareness continuously.
Awareness continuously.
Right?
That is the purpose, or that is the duty of the meditator.
That's why I need to tell the yogi, don't forget what should we do. No more the yogi all the time ask me, what should we do? Because he not clear what should he do, that's why he asked what should we do. So yogi need to do not very complicated. Just think about right way and maintain awareness continuous. That's all. This is the basic. After it's an experience, come from the experience with discussion more. How to investigate it later. Okay, so tonight that's enough. Maybe tomorrow talk again. Maybe tomorrow question answer. Right?
Yeah.
Because when tomorrow that time more easy to do the question answer. Now instruction is enough?
Yeah.
That's enough, I think. Clear?
Yes.
So just one information. This morning, our Burmese group about the cooking office getting preaching from Sarawak. And formerly, I used to practice a lot, but I have the wrong view maybe. So this morning, after the preaching, I got the right view, I can say so. The right view means I just observe on my body only. I'm not observing my mind. Now, by this morning's preaching, I have to change a little bit. So this afternoon I practice, so there is an improvement. That's why I was very happy now to be with Seattle. There may be a little bit problem for you all, the explanation that Seattle has given to you in English, little bit problem. But for me this morning, being in Burmese, we understand 100%. So it's really benefited. So that's the information that I would like to share with you. So just stay and try to understand. Slowly you will understand. And definitely, you all will be benefited. Very thankful to Seattle for that experience. Okay, thank you.
So tomorrow, night tadi, I can come, huh? Just maybe a little bit question answer. You can ask something. Okay. So then, an evening, we can go to Madrid. You need to interest yourself, no? You need to interest yourself.